And between post offices shutting down and paperless bills, it's a tough time to be in the envelope business. Case in point, National Envelope, a company that produces more than 1,500 envelopes a second in facilities from Georgia to Washington. It filed for bankruptcy yesterday, and the press release was emailed. Here's NPR's Nathan Rott.
It is a digital age where posting photos from your smartphone is a faster way to show grandma your summer home than posting a card. But if you ask the paper-based communications industry, the decline of their sales does not lie squarely at the feet of the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world.
This is a problem that lies squarely at the foot of Congress.
Maynard Benjamin is the president and CEO of the Envelope Manufacturers Association, a group that represents 80% of the envelope and packaging companies in the U.S.
Congress has not acted. The Postal Service continues to get a little bit financial weaker every month, and this has a downstream impact on industry.
Fewer post offices, fewer hours, fewer letters mailed. But all is not lost, Benjamin says.
We have about 3.5 million envelopes are just used in greeting cards that are passed hand to hand in this country. I don't know about you, but I would not send my spouse an e-card as an anniversary greeting. That wouldn't work out real well.
Point taken. Nathan Rott, NPR News.